Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tiffany. How can I help you?
Hi. I received some of that cream. My husband took a survey, and there were some choices, and I chose, I don't know, do you know which cream I'm talking about? Just a minute. I'll get it. Is it your name on that order for that? For the survey?
Yeah.
Was it your name on the order? Or mine?
I think yours.
Okay. Okay, so I got this ELEVAIRE facial moisturizer. And I know I have to call within 14 days because it's just a trial.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my call to tell you that I don't want any more.
Okay. I wanted to know that zip code so I could be able to locate your account, please.
Yep. Say that again.
Your zip code.
My zip code is 54656. It's either under Bev Burke or John Burke. It would either be Bev or Beverly Burke or John Burke. B-U-R-K-E is the last name.
I'm not sure your name in the system. You have an order number?
So, not finding Beverly or Bev or John first?
Correct, now.
Well, it wouldn't have been under anything else. And I want to make sure that it's canceled within those 14 days. So what else can I do? I don't know what else to do.
Let me just place on hold. I don't want to look it up. Can I have your telephone number that the account can be under?
The telephone number is 608-343-1269. That's Bev Burke. Okay.
Everything is pretty straight.
Okay. But I want this part to be deeper.
Right.
Okay. I just want it to be oversized.
I like that.
White stress.
Yeah.
And I need 18 inches high, 2 feet deep,
okay.
And 6 feet long.
Cool project.
It's going to be cute.
Yeah.
I think the idea of Southern hospitality and sweet tea, you can't do that without a horse ring. Thanks, Clint.
Yep.
I can't wait to see you.
Later. All right,
Kyle and
Jamie, you ready to check out your picture
effort? Yeah.
We are. Let's do it.
Okay, so it's not locating anything by the telephone number that you provided me on the account. Could it be under something different? A different maybe telephone number.
A different telephone number? Well, you can try 608-343-9269. That's John Burke. This wasn't on the phone, though. This was a survey he took on the phone. I mean, on, you know, not a call, but a text or something. Email. Still can't find it?
Newman, what exactly did you place the order with us for? The name of the merchandise.
The name of the merchandise is a facial moisturizer, and the name is ELEVAIRE. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it. Aloe vera. Sorry. It was for like $7.95 for taking a, it was just a shipping for taking a survey online. It was ordered the 16th. That helped at all. April 16th.
Am I going to look at an that you don't have an order number, ma'am?
Pardon?
You mentioned that you don't have an order number?
No, I don't have an order number. Just a minute here. Did I write that down? Yeah. Wait a minute. Nope.
Let me just update this order number here again. What was that zip code one more time?
54656.
Have we billed you for anything, ma'am, on your card?
Pardon?
Have we billed you?
Have you billed us? I'm not sure. We haven't gotten that charge card yet, that bill. Because it was just ordered the 16th. Just a minute. I'll ask my husband if he's gotten that bill. I don't think so, though. Have you gotten the bill for the charge card that you charged that on? They can't find our phone number, our name, anything.
Okay, ma'am, is there any way you can have the card information? I need to know the first six and last four to be able to search and assist. I'm not locating anything based off the information that you're providing. Nothing that's coming back here that we're covering that's billing in.
So you want the last four of our charge card number?
The last four and the first six digits.
Just a minute.
Last four, it's really jaw-dropping. Is there any way you could ruin some of the stuff? Some of the stuff would probably good.
It's a weird
Yeah.
Just a second, my husband has to get it with his.
Okay, sure, no problem.
Find it. I'm sorry, he has to walk to a suitcase. He just got home.
That's no problem. Found the call information, ma'am.
Okay, so this is, you wanted the last four of the charge card that he used?
The last four digits and the first six digits.
You used your card.
I used mine?
Yeah.
Why did you say that?
Because I brought it to you and you ordered it.
Oh, I guess you said I ordered it. Oh, God. All this.
I'll leave this out in paper.
Okay, well, try. All right, the last four are 1884.
Uh-huh.
And the first six of the same charge card?
Uh-huh.
414709.
Okay, well, let me one moment to search this to write down a database, please.
Okay. They were really crunchy, weren't they? I took one little bite.
So I ran the card through both of the databases that we have here, and it's not showing that we are the company that's billing the card. And just to make sure I do have the correct card number, you provided me with, you did say it was last four was 4147.
No, the last four I did first, 1884. Those were the last four digits.
Okay, so you're saying now it's 1884?
Yes, because then I told you the first six.
What is the first six digits?
4147 09.
Okay, now how's that? Well, I thought the last four was something different. Let me just go back and re-put it in here again then.
Well, the first six are going to definitely be different than the last four. Never heard of this.
Okay, so I was able to look in the account here, ma'am, under, looks like a bail.
You don't find anything?
No, I'm looking in the account under a bail, is what it shows here. I guess it is short for Beverly?
Yes, okay.
Okay, bail, Bert. Now,
yes.
For security of the account, I do need you to verify your address.
9388 Gardiner Avenue, Sparta, Wisconsin. 54656.
Thank you so much for this information. So it shows here of how that you order with us the
16th.
Mm-hmm. On April the 16th, you ordered the Evera product, which is the face cream, is what it shows here, the free trial.
Right.
It looks like I'm showing here there was a moisturizer. You paid the shipping, the $670 to have a ship. Now there was a 14-day trial offer.
Right. So I want to cancel. I don't want any more. So after, you know, and I called before the 14-day trial was over so that I was sure not to get charged for the next shipment. I know how those work.
Okay. Now, with the moisturizer cream, it does supposed to help with any blemishes, wrinkles, fine lines, and dark circles. We do have a 35% discount that we're able to offer on future orders with us today.
No, thanks.
Okay. Now, we do hate to lose you as a customer. I can offer my family and friends discount. That is a 50% discount today as well.
No, it's really expensive cream. Did you know that? Like, ridiculous. No, we just, you know, he did that survey, and he says, is there anything that you think you might like? So I thought, well, I'll just try it. And, you know, so I'm trying it, but I'm not going to. I wanted to call before the 14 days was up because I know then otherwise it would be shipped already, and then I wouldn't be able to cancel it, and I'm not going to pay that. So I'd just like to be taken off.
Okay. Well, just allow me one moment to notate this information, please.
Okay. And then I want some kind of a number or something to know that it was taken off so that if I get it or get something charged again that I've got something to tell them, no, I did this.
All right, ma'am, thank you so much for holding. I do appreciate your patience. While I was noting this information to the account, I am showing that the company is offering a 75% discount to keep your account active with us as well.
No, thank you.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and get the account canceled. This will prevent any future charges and billing going forward. I do also have your cancellation number for you as well.
Okay.
All right, the CS and Charlie, 19369.
Okay, that's it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so C is in Charlie, 19369, correct?
That is correct, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's a cancellation code. And I did this on 424. Could I have your name, please?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Tiffany.
Tiffany, okay. I don't know, I suppose. All right. Well, thank you for your help, Tiffany. Sorry,
yes,
I had trouble finding it.
You're fine, ma'am. You have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in as a customer support.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.